Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
First things first today. Andy's out. Andy, be safe out there. Tom Withers in for Andy Baskin.
Thank you. I'll be here for 4 hours.
I'm Jeff Phelps. You will be here for 4 hours. And now let's get the second most important thing out of the way. Well done by all the road crews. I thought it was...
Yeah.
I left real early today. It was, you know, crummy at my house. I checked with, you know, all the social media things. Hey, what's the traffic? Oh, it's terrible. You know, blah, blah, blah. I stayed on side roads almost all the way into Cleveland. They were clear. The highway, when I got on finally, was clear.
Nice.
Well done, everybody.
You know, big improvement over Thursday and Friday were rough, and I know it was a holiday as well, but the over-under on me using my snowblower this winter has already been shot. I think I've used it already as much on December 2nd as I did it all of last winter. It's incredible.
I have a goal every year, and nothing I can control. Okay, first goal is no snow to Thanksgiving. If we have no snow up until Thanksgiving, I think, okay, let's push it to Christmas.
I'm with you.
Sometimes we hit it. This year, shot to you know what.
Yeah, I tell you what, we are so overdue on the west side. It's frightening.
Yeah.
Like we've had like 3 years of...
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, not even reasonable. It's been nothing. So, here we go. December 2nd, and we're already digging out.
Well, sorry about that, Tom.
But good job to the road crews. You're right.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I was really impressed. Well done, gang. So thank you. And we know sometimes you listen to us as you're going down the road and cussing at us because we have thoughts on sports. So thanks. Think about that.
Salt away.
People get mad because we have an opinion on sports.
Oh.
That's what you do here now, Tom, is you're working with us from time to time.
Don't they ever. Let me tell you something.
Tom, the king of the Associated Press.
Oh, boy. I've been ambushed over the last couple of weeks. Every time I go to the Westlake Rec Center, and then there's a very large sauna in the men's dressing room.
When you're half naked, really don't like getting what about sports?
Yeah, no, I usually am pretty fully clothed with a hoodie on when I go in there. But anyway, that said, I walked in there the other day and there were 10 sets of eyeballs that turned to me and immediately ripped into me on everything brown and orange. So, let's talk some sports.
You walked in and you had the same thought in mind that I had in mind and Dan had in mind to get things started today.
Let's go.
And Andy and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. And I think there's a big decision coming down the road, unless it's already been made.
Yeah.
About the coaching staff, the head coach of this football team, Kevin Stefanski. And I catch a lot of grief because I think Kevin can coach, and I say Kevin can coach. And then, you know, people call me a moron, and what am I looking at? And I know nothing about football. And
that's blah, when they're
blah,
polite.
Blah, 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 blah. And all that said, I still think the guy can coach. That doesn't mean he's going to survive here.
Agreed.
But I wonder, you know, it goes back, Tom, and I have to have your perspective on this. I think a big chunk of it, not all of it, because things can change. What were the marching orders given to this team at the beginning of the year? Because I think there had to be some, because he was handed a roster that it's like, hey, here you go. Good luck. And I wonder what you think about him, Kevin Stefanski, and where he stands in this whole this whole situation moving forward.
Yeah, I think you made a great point there, Jeff. I think it's all what this season is about is reflective in the roster that he has been handed. The fact that he's got two starting quarterbacks, both rookies, the fact that he's got, you know, rookies at prominent positions on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, listen, could the writing be on the wall? Potentially, but I think it's in pencil right now. I don't think there's anything that has been decided over there. I'm going to go to my coach speak right now and say, we've got to let this play out. I mean, there's still some football to be played, right?
Yeah.
There's still going to be some peaks and valleys here over the next, is it five games we have left?
That is five games.
So, I still think a lot can happen. I will take you back to this summer, and to me, there were almost some telltale signs, Jeff, in what D and Jimmy Haslam said this summer, which was an acknowledgement, once again, much like they did at the winter meetings or the owners' meetings, that the Deshaun Watson decision was a mistake, that they had dug themselves a big hole. They were going to have to figure a way to climb out of it. You know, to me, that almost gives the coach and the general manager to some degree, I'm not going to say a free pass, and clearly there's been some bad football. There's been some bad decisions. There's been some good decisions. There was a really good draft. All that said, going into this year, there were some other signs. The thing that I still can't get my head around, Jeff, and you and I talked about this, I remember a lot this summer, was this quarterback situation. And obviously, it's the one thing that remains the cloud that hangs over this franchise. They shifted so quickly from what I was told that they were going to do in August, which was essentially, Kenny Pickett is our starter. Joe Flacco will be his backup. Dylan Gabriel will be the emergency quarterback. And this is going to be a redshirt year for Shedeur Sanders. Well, after 4 weeks of the season, that changed pretty dramatically. And actually, it changed before that when Kenny Pickett couldn't stay healthy in training camp. And then you ended up trading him for a fifth-round pick, right?
Which still makes no sense to me, but that's okay.
Yeah, but my point is, Jeff, is that it was just such a shift. And so quickly, I mean, the haste with which they did that was surprising to me. And again, to me, another telltale sign as to maybe what this season was supposed to be about.
Do you think when Jimmy Haslam came out and said big swing and a miss at a quarterback, was that an admission?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was a long overdue admission, right? I think we all...
He didn't come right out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And say, I insisted on getting Deshaun Watson, but I think it might be as close as an owner comes to that.
Yeah, because I don't think you can go there. Because I do think there was a collaborative effort to some degree, right? Obviously, he has final say,
As Paul DePodesta said.
Yeah.
When he was questioned in his Colorado thing, he's asked about Browns football.
Yeah, that was the Inquisition I wish we could have had here.
Right? I know, but he didn't come in to say hello.
And by the same token, I wish we had had a chance to speak with Andrew Berry during the bye week to ask the question that I just brought up about the shift in the quarterback.
Why did that happen?
Yeah. So, again, to me, listen, I think we're trending in the wrong direction if you're Kevin Stefanski, in my opinion, only because it just feels like there is a groundswell and a momentum on that side. But that's not to say that things can't change with a couple of wins. And, oh, by the way.
And moving in the right direction.
Which also, by the way, is to see a young rookie quarterback who's made some strides. Hasn't been great by any means, but he hasn't hurt them either. And I've seen, with each snap, a growing confidence. We can talk a little bit, about what the game plan was this past Sunday. I think in some ways they may have saved him from himself. I don't think you want to have him behind the line as it is currently structured, in the shotgun, winging the ball around the stadium in that kind of wind. I mean, that's going to be a recipe for disaster.
Right.
So, I don't necessarily think that Kevin's future is tied into the next 5 weeks and Shador's progress. No, I don't. But I do think if Shador continues to trend in the right direction, that is a positive for Kevin Stefanski.
I know how things work in pro sports. You know how things work. Browns fans know how things work. You don't survive losing seasons consecutively very often in the NFL because, things just change so quickly.
Right.
And I went back and, I knew it in my head. I wanted to see it on paper, and I wanted us to talk about it. And I went back to 99 and thought, okay, who has survived?
The great Chris Palmer years.
Yeah, who has survived 2 years in a row where they didn't do very well? And I must tell you, Tom, even though I lived it, watched it,
you forgot about it,
covered it, it's stunning how guys didn't survive 2 years. And this is where I think you might have an issue if you're Kevin, because history screams you don't survive this. And Andy and I have made that point numerous times. You don't survive 3 wins followed by 4 or 5 wins. That doesn't happen very often. Chris Palmer was here 2 years. He won 2 and 3 games. He was out, with an expansion team, right? So you thought, well, okay. And then you bring in Butch Davis. When Butch was here,
who was the hot college coach at the time?
He was absolutely the big hire.
Yeah.
He was here 3.5 years. That was it. And he did okay, but then
couldn't survive 4-12.
No, he won 5 games, and then the next year it was 4, and this was his last year, and he was 3-8 when he was let go.
Well, let's also remember.
So he won 5 and then 3-8, and they let him, and he was out.
Let's also remember, too, that there's part of that is on the Butch side of the equation,
yes,
which
it
was
is.
He was having a bit of a meltdown, didn't seem to be very happy here, maybe wanted to move on to other pastures. So that has to be factored in. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
But it was, and he was here, he was here longer than 2. But again, it was that second year where it wasn't going well that, for whatever reason, did him in. So you bring in Romeo Crennel. Romeo did a nice job here. They won 10 games in his third year. Romeo was here 4 years.
After 6 wins and 4 wins.
And he won 10. The next year he wins 4 and he's out. There was no patience. Now, it wasn't the Haslam ownership, but he won 4 games after winning 10 and was done. You bring in Eric Mangini. 5 wins, 2 years in a row, he's out. There was no patience for Eric to try and grow things. You bring in and change in management.
Oh, by the way, may not have survived that first year if not for that 4-game winning streak to end the season, right?
To end the season.
Yeah.
And Mike Holmgren saying, well, he finished strong, and I thought it was fair to Eric to bring in. Remember all that?
I've got so many things going through my head right now, Jeff, that you bring these up. Yeah.
It was weird, but Eric was here 2 years, 5 wins each season. He's out.
Right.
Pat Shurmur comes in. 4 wins. 5 wins, he's out. Ownership change, however, during Shurmur's tenure is when that happened. And, this is where I started, doing the math with Kevin. It's like, wait a minute, 3 wins. And if you win 2 of these final 5 games, you go 2-3. That's only 5 wins. Well, Shurmur was out for 4-5. You bring in Chud, Poor Rob Chudzinski. I'll forever think that. 1 year, 4 wins done. He's out. You bring in Mike Pettine. You win 7 games. Pretty good. All right? You're on your way, maybe. You win 3, you're out. So you see what we're talking about here, folks. Then you bring in Hugh. You showed some patience with Hugh.
He survives 1-15, only to go 0-16.
And then had it going for you. He ends up going 2-5-1. And they canned him. You bring in Greg Williams, and Greg goes 5-3. Greg's got it going. You get rid of him. Oh, my. I remember to this day, I said, what if Greg Williams wins like 5 games? When he got the job.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
And you got rid of him.
And then they hired Freddie Kitchens.
And Freddie goes 1 year, wins 6. Mm. And he's out after 1 year. Freddie wins 6. And then you bring in Kevin, who, if he wins 6 this year, won't we all be surprised? Because that means you're going to go 3-2 in the final 5 games.
I'll say this. They should have 5 wins already.
Well, they should, but they don't.
I know.
So where's the patience level? Does ownership have more patience than the fan base? Because, folks, you've been telling me for some time you don't think he should be the coach anymore. What do you think? 216-474-0092. Tom Withers in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Mary Kay Cabot joining us at 11. Doug LaMaurice at 1 o'clock from Kings of the North. Our buddy John Telich at 11:40. It's Baskin and Phelps with Withers right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.